So I finally admitted it. Yes, I am turning 40 this year. My wife has been saying for a decade now, hey, you're almost 40. But now it's actually here, just a couple of months away. I'm almost 40. I admit it. I'm looking forward to it. Although as you get a little bit older, you realize it takes a little bit more work to stay healthy.
Hey, Let's Build It with Corey Heppala and from Lindus Construction, Andy Lindus.
And that's what we're all about. We're about healthy living here. And I've got a question for you, Andy. You're living a much healthier life, aren't you?
Yeah. You know, and it was the same story. When I turned 40, which would be about 2.5 years ago now, went and did the physical thing. And doctor looked at me and goes, you need to make some changes or you're going to be sitting here a couple years from now with some worse results. And we're going to have to be putting you on some medicines and stuff. So I did. And it took me forever that it's just some small changes. I mean, I lived in my truck, Corey. I went from gas station to gas station to gas station and drive through to drive through and never found time to work out. And people my whole life telling you, if you can't take care of yourself, how can you take care of anyone else? So we really started working with my whole team, my whole office. Everyone in our office is choosing a healthier lifestyle. And we're finding more and more customers that are doing this as well. So I went around to my team when I saw this topic and asked them, I go, when you're dealing with customers and we're doing remodels, what are some things that you're seeing people ask about or want to add to the remodel that has with a healthier lifestyle? And believe it or not, the amount of workout rooms that we're putting numbers to right now, it's outstanding. Like we should be a reseller for Rogue Fitness or somebody because we're making all these rooms and then they got to go spend another $15,000 to go get the equipment to go in there.
Well, and I think it's a symbol of society, right? I think society has taken a more proactive approach in our health. And I think men don't typically do that historically, right? We aren't proactive in our health. We're like, I don't need to go see the doctor. And I think we're doing a better job of that. But I also look at, too, just as a society, people are eating healthier. They are exercising more. And we are, you know, being more efficient with our lives because of it. So, all right. So since you've been thinking about it, let's go top three home improvements that promote a healthier lifestyle. Number one.
Number one, that the home gym. Being able to do something every day and make it easy where you don't have to go anywhere. And it doesn't have to be fancy. It doesn't have to be a giant space. The amount of spaces and different sizes and configurations that we've been able to come up with people to really give them a chance to work out from home. It's the range can vary. You're talking from $150,000 complete remodels that are all focused about the workout room. We turned an entire basement into a gymnasium, basically. It's a fake ice in there for the kids to skate, a whole weightlifting training area, a yoga room. It had everything all the way down to a small little remodel, a little stage in the area. They want some rubber put down, some reinforced walls so they can hang some hooks on there for rubber band workouts, things like that. So it doesn't have to be a big area, but just that some place where you can do something every day, it makes a difference. That you can get into that habit, you're going to feel better. Even if the pounds don't come off, you feel better.
Yeah. And I think having that extra room, there's something in your subconscious mentally where you're like, okay, that is the gym. It's not just having, you know, something off in the corner, but having your own space in your own gym, it seems like, you know, because that's what happens, right? You buy a bike and it's like, well, after a month, you don't use it anymore. But I think if you have your own space and in your own workout room, you're more likely to enter that room and go just like you would, you know, be going to the gym.
Yeah. I had an elliptical in the basement forever and it basically held suit coats.
Yeah.
You know? it was another laundry holder.
Yeah. Then you turn 40. Okay. So now, what's number two? This is number two. This is the top three home improvements that promote a healthier lifestyle. Number two.
Number two, when it comes to outdoor living spaces, there's a lot more people that are looking for either entrance into their garden or some kind of raised garden box. And we noodled on this one a lot when we were trying to think outdoor living. Like there's a lot of things you can do. Healthier lifestyles outside, the cooking outside, but the therapeutic advantages of gardening, and we know what vitamin D can do for our immune system nowadays, not to mention we know where this food comes from. If you'd have told me 3 years ago that I'd be craving my wife's microgreen blended weird juice, I'd have told you you're crazy. But it's something now that, like, we have a microgreen garden and a raised garden bed that when it gets to this time of year, we're getting excited because we're going to be getting our own homegrown microgreens to use. And to my brother, Alex, just sourced a Milwaukee MX outdoor light. I'm like, he goes, I just wanted one thing from Milwaukee that you didn't even have. I'm like, well, I don't have that because it's dumb. I don't need it. I mean, it's meant for like road crews to light up the road. He goes, well, how else are you going to pull weeds in the garden at night? Literally, it's his favorite thing to do. We're big gardeners. So the amount of time you can spend out there with your family, you're outside, it's fresh air, and it's, you know, where the food comes from. So gardening and garden boxes, little things you can do to really make your life easier.
No doubt. And there's something about growing it and taking care of it and cultivating it. There's something, I think, internally that you feel such a satisfaction from as well. So top three home improvements that promote a healthier lifestyle. 1, workout room. 2, gardening. Number 3, what do you got?
So went to my interior modelers. And believe it or not, we're designing kitchens with food prepping in mind with customers. So a lot of people have latched on to not only a healthier living, but healthier eating. And one of the ways to do that, to make it easy, is to prep all your food. And if you go into any grocery store, if you look online for food prepping, now it's become, there's blog after blog after blog written on it. And people either once or twice a week will make a whole bunch of protein, weigh it out. And, you know, you got 60 grams of protein, 30 grams of carbs and X amount of fat, and label it on their thing, put it in the fridge. But when you're all of a sudden cooking meals, 30 meals, you need that space to try to be organized. And we've put in double ovens. We have we have fridge onlys now. And in fact, we just looked at one where you can turn a refrigerator from a refrigerator to a freezer, whatever setting you want. So it can be all fridge or it can be all freezer for a customer, because they don't know why they would need that. This is something that they pointed out. We're going to use this as our food prepping area. And I'm like, eh, makes sense. You get a run on, I don't know, you get a deal on turkey tenders, and you can put them in the freezer for a while, I guess. But those were designing kitchens to make it easier for people to cook for 50 people when they're only trying to cook for their family for the week. And to think about our busy schedules too. I didn't even think about that. Like, if I'd have gone back and food prepped when my kids were younger, because we didn't know, we never sat down and ate dinner together. I had one in hockey, one in football, one in dance. We had Girl Scouts or Cub Scouts going one way. My wife and I barely saw each other. We were constantly running back and forth. So the drive through made a lot of sense. But if you got a cooler full of food in your truck, it makes it a little easier.
Yeah. We're kind of the same thing. We're eating more and more food at home. I think we're probably symbolic of society and how it's shifted here during the pandemic. And even before that too, I would say, but you know, our kids are getting older and they're starting to eat more and more. And this is something we're constantly prepping. It's like, okay, well then you're going to pack your lunch for school. And then it's making stuff for the week, and you've got Tupperware inside the refrigerator. So there's a lot of food prep. And I think, you know, this all goes back to a healthier lifestyle. In fact, Andy, there's another one. We got a great question here.
Hey, here's what's trending.
So this is from a listener, and this, I think, falls along the line of healthier living, Andy. It's asking for you, Andy, I'm thinking about putting a sauna or a steam shower in my house. What do I need to know?
Well, first and foremost, either one is usually going to involve a professional. And I think your health benefits, if you research either one of those, is going to be a lot more towards the sauna than the steam shower. Now, the steam can do a lot of things, I guess, for your respiratory. And again, it's warm. It's going to loosen up your body, might make you feel a little bit better. But my research and the people I talk to say the sauna is a better thing for your health, your lifestyle. Having said that, you can look online and you can order any one of these. What people don't realize is you usually need a dedicated breaker on your electrical box for that sauna to run properly. So getting an electrician involved and wiring your house and seeing where you could put that sauna is step one before ordering it. Usually it's going to save you a lot of money. If you do it the other way around and you basically got one spot, and no matter what, the electrician's got to figure out how to get the power there, you might be out of luck. But I'm telling you, I know lots of people with saunas. I have one personally, one of the infrared saunas. And the way I feel, it's a very good spot to do any type of meditation. You can't bring electronics in it.
Yep.
It really does let you unplug. And it's just and all the research is going to tell you that even if it reduces your chances of getting cancer by 20%, and it usually says it reduces it by more than that, it's worth it. And getting your body moving in the morning and starting the morning, I haven't installed a sauna for a customer yet where they regretted it. In fact, this is one of those home improvements where people say it's the best thing they've ever done to their house, Corey.
So now we got to get you on the Finnish bandwagon here and call it a sauna.
Sauna. Yes. So now, are you talking, you want like a real fire sauna or infrared sauna?
So that's a good question. Here's another, as we were talking about there, you could put it in your home, right? Or like the old mm-hmm. Finlanders. I mean, could you have a little structure outside of your home where in the winter you got to walk to it? That's how we grew up. My grandparents had one of those at the end of the yard.
Yeah, you could definitely do that. And then you get the pine boughs and, you know, you beat yourself with them. Yeah. You know, and there's definite health benefits. Even there's the health benefits to the pine boughs, but there's, if you research it and you look at like, and I'm telling you, the ease of being able to walk in to the infrared sauna and press the button and sit down. And then they usually have the LED light therapy that can go. But that infrared stuff does something for your skin too. I can't remember exactly what it is, but there's some health benefits to the infrared compared to all of the heat coming from the outside in, where it starts to go from the inside out. So something to think about there. Because I have researched in both, and I have been in both. And I do know of one person that did start a dock on fire with one of those saunas up in northern Minnesota. So it can get a little dangerous too.
So is there benefits to one or the other? Not, and I don't mean health benefits, but like if you were to build a structure outside your home, would that be easier in terms of electricity and all that, as opposed to putting it inside your home?
I don't think so. I think the easier one's inside the house, even yes, getting an electrician involved, but I'm telling you now, you don't have to start a fire. You don't have to get the run gas out there, get the gas, the burner going. It's nice to be able to dump some hot water over the coals and get the and you're sitting up higher and the smell is going to be different. But I'm telling you, all of my customers that I've worked with and installed saunas for have been the infrared model. And once you have one, Corey, you're not going to want any other one. It's just that easy. It's just too easy.
So we've talked about indoor stuff. We've talked about outdoor stuff. You'd brought up gardening. I want to ask you about this.
Hey, here's health.
You brought up outdoor living. We are going to be spending more and more time outside because it's what we do in the spring and summer and into fall here in Minnesota. So how do we spend more time outside this summer? And what can we do to make sure that we make the most of this time?
That's a really good question, Corey. And the inquiries to building outdoor living spaces are three times what they were a year ago.
Yeah.
So you're not the only one thinking about this. And we're building outdoor kitchens, outdoor living spaces, outdoor places we can put hot tubs. We're designing decks that have some concrete, some other structure, some covered spaces. I mean, it really is. People are looking to expand their footprint in a variety of ways. And it has to do with, we're working from home now, where we're at home a lot more. We need to get our own space. We want some place to hang out. And outdoor kitchens seem to be the number one thing everyone's after. You said it, we're all eating at home still a lot more than, even as things open up. We found that we're just a little bit healthier this way, and we got a little bit more money in our pockets. And the customers are saying this. Like I've had customers look at me, I didn't realize how much money I spent eating out. Like they realize, like, I have the funds to remodel my house now. I can make this work. And they're looking at outdoor kitchens and big decks and screened in porches. And I'm telling you, when we sit down and people want three season porches, you give me 10 minutes with them and then they're turning it into a four season porch, because a four season porch does everything a three season porch does just all year long.
Well, you brought up a good point on a previous episode on that very thing, on on if it's between the three season porch or the four season porch, go the four season, because otherwise you're going to regret it later on. And that goes with any project, right? If you're going to go and say, all right, we have invested, we have saved for this particular project, we are ready to do this on our house. But then don't go and then instead of go 10, go to a, let's go to an 8.5 to save a few bucks. Just go to 10, because otherwise you're going to have to redo it. Or you're going to want to redo it, or you put all this money into a project where then you're not happy at the end of it.
Yeah. And here's the other thing about outdoor projects too. There's a lot of things that you can do as a family too, Corey. Mm-hmm. So we're looking for time to spend with our family, and just think of whether it's building a garden or working on a paver or doing some landscaping, or it might be just putting in a fire pit or a sitting area outside. Those are all things that again, the more you work around your house, it seems like the healthier you are too. It's just getting out, and the happier you can be as well. I don't know about you. I come home to a cluttered list of things I need to get done. It's just no way I can relax.
Right. Yeah. And then I get to the kids. You are going to go outside with me and you're going to have fun.
Yes, exactly. So they're we're making everybody's day better that way.
That's right. You're not going to sit inside and watch TV. You're coming outside with me.
Exactly.
Andy, you got one more thing.
Hey, here's a pointer.
All right. This isn't really a tip about home improvements. This is a tip of maybe something I've learned, and it's taken me a long time to figure this out. But I think I'm the happiest I've ever been in my life. I'm the healthiest I've ever been in my life, and I'm literally 2 years removed from emailing clothing companies asking them to make 5X because they didn't have it available. That's where I was. And it's consistency, and it's just habit. And once I figure that out, that nothing happens overnight, it doesn't matter how big your house is, how much workout, it's just excuses. You don't have to spend a lot to get a healthier lifestyle. The workout room can be a closet. Your food prepping can be your kitchen. Your outdoor living can be your backyard. A garden can go anywhere. It doesn't have to be extravagant. You can start small on this stuff, and every little bit helps. And I've seen it. I've seen it in my customers. I've seen it in my family. I've seen it in the people I work with. The habits have changed, and it's kind of exciting. I honestly think, you know how we talk about that, it's funny how some of the best things that happen to us in life stem from some of the worst circumstances.
Yeah.
The best thing to happen to America might end up being the COVID virus 10 years from now. When we look back at the changes America made and the healthier lifestyles we were having, I mean, it's not fun being labeled the most obese country on the planet, you know? And I think that with some small changes as a country and as a people, I know what it did for me, and I know what it's done for my team. I know what it's done for my family, and I know what it's done for my customers. My customers are talking about this stuff all the time, Corey. It's what, like, it was no shortage of ideas when I went to my sales team and asked them. When people ask about healthy living, what are they bringing up? Everyone was talking about it. Yeah. So it's exciting. I'm excited to see where this brings home improvements, where this brings my industry, where this brings our area of the world over the next few years.
Yeah, there's certainly a self-reflective element, right? When we look internally and we have some self-awareness and go, you know what, we need to do some fixing here, whether that's, you know, personally or societally, whatever it might be, we usually end up in a better place. It's usually from our lowest point where we learn and we grow, and that's certainly, you know, true with certain things in our past. So, Andy, always appreciate you, and this was good.
Yeah, thanks, man.